15 feet, no good. Rebound comes down to Roper of the Cardinals. He'll hand it off to Steve Massey, and Whittemore Prescott will bring it down. No score, just underway here at Hale High School. Bob Lieber, a little bounce pass to Stevens, has it rejected by Haskins. Haskins went up from the backside and rejected Stevens' shot. He was right underneath the bucket, but the Cardinals come up with it as Lieber brought down the board. 7:27 left in the first. Lieber has it on the right side, gets behind Schellenbarger, decides to kick it back out to Stevens. A man-to-man defense by the Eagles. Ball is stolen away by McGinnis, who will set things up offensively. So both teams have been down the court once. Eagles have had a shot that went awry by Parkinson. Cardinals had a shot that was blocked. Haskins from the baseline, no good. Rebound, Schellenbarger underneath. The shot's up, no good, but there's a whistle. And he'll go to the free throw line to try to put the E here early in the first quarter. Schellenbarger had a good game against Tillman last time out. He scored 18 points, second high on the Eagles team. Ty McGinnis pumped in 28 to lead the Eagles in their first win since very, very early in the season. Schellenbarger at the free throw line. First one up, no good. Eagles with a backcourt of Parkinson and Crompton. Schellenbarger and Haskins are the forwards with McGinnis in the middle. Schellenbarger at the free throw line for a second. Free throw up and no good. Rebound down to Parkinson. Followed it well. Up with a shot. It's good. And here comes the toilet paper. A la Central Michigan University, as numerous rolls of toilet paper come out of the student section of the Hale Eagles side, and the cheerleaders out to pick up the debris. So a basketball frenzy and tradition catches on here at Hale High School as toilet paper comes out of the stands after the first bucket as Parkinson got it in. It's 2-0 Eagles as the debris is cleared up. Pretty quick clearing there. I've been down to a few Central Michigan University games. It takes them about 10 minutes to clear off the floor. A lot more people down there, but just as excited about their basketball here at Hale. Cardinals bring it down. Lieber on the baseline. Little pass to Roper up and in. Rick Roper, just a sophomore, on a good pass from Bob Lieber, ties it up at 2. 6 minutes and 41 seconds left in the first. McGinnis way out on the wing, gets it over on the left side to Parkinson. Parkinson, a little bounce pass inside, kicked away by Roper. It'll go out of bounds, and Parkinson will inbound it for the Eagles underneath. A man-to-man defense now set up by the Cardinals as the Eagles inbound the ball. Schellenbarger has it. The Cardinals fall back into a zone. 2-1-2 zone. Crompton will call out a play from the top of the key. Little bounce pass to McGinnis on the wing. Takes a dribble, puts up a 15-footer off the glass, in and out. Rebound down to Dennis Cole, who will outlet it to Bassey. 2-2 the score. 6:18 left of the first. Whittemore, Prescott, and Hale. Bassey gets it down in the left corner to Roper. He's guarded man-to-man by McGinnis to Lieber, and Lieber is fouled by Schellenbarger coming across the middle. That's a first team foul against the Eagles. First personal against Kyle Schellenbarger. Cardinals are trying to work a nice pick and roll move inside against the man-to-man defense, but the Eagles now drop into a zone as the Cardinals' Bassey will inbound it to Stevens. Stevens, top of the key to Lieber. Bounce pass goes out of bounds off the toe of Bassey out on the left side. So it'll be out of bounds. The Hale Eagles will bring it back down the other way. 2-2 the score. As Crompton brings it down against a zone defense of the Cardinals. Right wing to McGinnis. Inside pass to Schellenbarger. Up with a shot off the glass and good. 4-2. Hale leading Whittemore Prescott. No toilet paper out of the stands this time. Lieber will bring it down for the Cardinals. Working against Schellenbarger man-to-man. Bassey tries to make a little stutter step move on Crompton. Gets it back to Lieber. Tough man-to-man defense. Roper working on McGinnis underneath, and the pass inside to Roper as he got loose for a second. Tried to save it from going out of bounds, and he did as Stevens picks it up near the timeline. Gets it in the corner, stolen away by Kyle Schellenbarger, and the Eagles will bring it down. Early in the season, the Eagles wanted to run the fast break.
4.5 minutes remaining here in the first quarter. North Star League game between Hale and Aranac Eastern. A good pick. McGinnis will take the shot off the pass from Matt Reed, and there's a whistle inside. Once again, a turnover. I think Ty McGinnis took an extra step, traveled over there, the official caught him. So the turnover, the score remains 6-0, 4 minutes, 15 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Stolen away by Teal, he's on the baseline and he's out of bounds. But now the other official calls a foul down there, and it will go against Ferguson of Aranac Eastern. That'll be his first personal foul, first team foul against Aranac Eastern. As one of the officials called the ball out of bounds, the other one call a foul on Ferguson. So the foul will go against Scott Ferguson. And the Hale Eagles have a chance to increase their six-point lead. Matt Reed over to Parkinson. Left side, takes a left-handed dribble, drives the baseline, shot no good. Rebound to Todd Ron. He's all alone. He's all the way down. Fast break, coast to coast, and it's good. 6-2, Aranac Eastern on the board. So the Eagles of Aranac Eastern come down and get the fast break going, get their first bucket of the night. Ty McGinnis right back, takes a jumper for the baseline, no good. Rebound to Kurt Williamson. Both of these teams want to run the ball, but this time Aranac Eastern holds it up. Todd Ron has it left side, fakes the pass inside. Wyckoff, his first shot of the night's no good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Devereaux puts it up over top of McGinnis. It's good. 6-4. Hale leads Aranac Eastern as Devereaux got the good inside position, pulled down the offensive board and made the shot. 3 minutes, 19 seconds left, first quarter. Hale now moving offensively. Ty McGinnis left open from 10. Shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Woodruff of Hale. Now a pass inside to McGinnis from Woodruff. His shot misses again. Rebound to Teal. His shot misses. Three offensive boards. Three misses for Hale. The outlet pass to Aranac Eastern as they get the rebound. Todd Ron brings it down. Both teams look a little ragged here the last couple of minutes. Mark Devereaux has it on an inside pass from Wyckoff. Over top, shot no good. Rebound, Matt Reed of Hale. Fast break, gets it off to Tony Teal. 2-on-2. Decides to hold it up. Will get it out top to Matt Reed. Reed over to Parkinson. A very quick paced game. His shot's good. 8-4. Hale leads it as Ryan Parkinson has six of his team's 8 points. Four of them from out long range. Mark Wyckoff now gets it down in the right corner. His 20-footer's no good. Rebound comes in and out of the hands of Matt Reed out of bounds as Todd Ron was down there putting some pressure on him. And the ball will be Aranac Eastern's down underneath their own basket. 2 minutes, 26 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It's Hale 8, Aranac Eastern 4. Inbounds pass to Williamson. He's double-teamed in the corner. Gets it to Wyckoff. Back to Williamson on the left wing. Whistle inside. 3 seconds. So both teams a little bit guilty of staying in the lane just a little too long. They've each had 2 3-second calls against them. 8-4. The Hale Eagles bring it down. They scored the first 6 points of this ball game, but Aranac Eastern has cut it to 8-4. McGinnis working on that inside. A 2-1-2 zone defense by Aranac Eastern. Matt Reed over to Ryan Parkinson. They finally get someone out on him. He's been hot. But McGinnis has it from the wing. It's off the glass and good. Ty McGinnis hits the bucket. It's 10-4 Hale. Aranac Eastern brings it down. Less than 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Todd Ron over to Kurt Williamson. Williamson working hard against that 3-2 zone defense. Ron puts up a shot. Offensive board to Devereaux. Whistle. The bucket will go. Mark Devereaux, the big guy inside, went up over top of Woodruff, made the bucket, and it will count. We'll go to the free throw line to try to add on and make it a 3-point play. Big offensive rebound by Mark Devereaux. They can't let him get down there. That's one of the bad things about a zone defense. You leave it open down there, especially a 3-2. You're leaving the baseline wide open. Free throw rolls in and out, 10-6. The score remains with a minute 47 left first quarter. Ryan Parkinson now brings it down. Over to Ty McGinnis, takes a dribble inside. Back out top to Ryan Parkinson. Parkinson calls out play two, takes a shot from the top of the circle. No good. Rebound to Wyckoff. 3-on-2 fast break. Wyckoff to Williamson. Bounce pass, holds it up, puts a shot up, no good. Rebound to Hale. Parkinson comes down with it. Fast break, 3-on-2 to Matt Reed. It's good. 12-6. Fast break points by Matt Reed with an assist to Parkinson. It's 12-6. Hale leads Aranac Eastern. A minute 11 remaining first quarter. Inside pass to Ferguson. He's double-teamed down there by McGinnis, who came help side defense. Knocked out of bounds by Teal. As Todd Ron had it down in the corner, he was trapped by a tough Hale Eagles defense. Aranac Eastern will have it out. Setting up a play as Scott Ferguson gets it back to Todd Ron. Williamson, the quarterback of this team. He sets up all of their plays, gets it on the right wing. Over to Ron, inside pass, bounce pass to Devereaux, his shot misses. Was knocked off course by Ty McGinnis as the Hale Eagles come down with it. 48 seconds left in the first quarter. Ryan Parkinson has the confidence but misses a shot from 20. Rebound to Matt Reed, bounce pass to Tony Teal, his shot's good. Hale Eagles look like a disciplined ball team here in this first quarter. It's 14-6. Man-to-man defense now is Hale. Puts on a new defense after opening up in a 3-2 zone. Williamson working against Matt Reed. His shot bounces in and out. Rebound comes down to Todd Ron. Saved, and it's out of bounds. Todd's foot was on the end line, so the ball will go to Hale. They have a chance to increase their 8-point lead with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Been a very quick ball game. Both teams like to run the fast break. The Hale Eagles have had the better of it so far. Ty McGinnis on the right wing, back out top to Reed. Now to Parkinson on the left side. He is guarded closely by Williamson now after having a lot of luck outside. Reed will take a dribble, puts it up from the free throw line. It's good. A 10-point Hale lead, 16-6, as the buzzer sounds, ending the first quarter. A very good quarter for the Hale Eagles, as they have a 10-point lead, 16-6. I'll be back with second quarter action right after these words.
Coker's Market on M65 in Hale is your local IGA store featuring personalized service, a great selection of grocery needs, and an excellent meat department. Coker's features an in-store bakery for hot, fresh, delicious baked goods, and they're your daily lottery and twice weekly lotto game.